I'm Michael Shepherd, head teacher at Horside Primary School in Blackpool. At Horside, obviously, as any school, we would take bullying very seriously. I don't think any school would be naive enough to say that bullying didn't exist, because, of course, bullying exists in society, in the workplace and in schools. What we do in school is we make sure that the children feel safe and comfortable reporting any instances of bullying or their perception of bullying to a member of staff or one of the peer mediators. We have children in Year 6 trained up to work throughout the school as peer mediators, and they go around and support other children. We have a respect agenda in school, and staff and visitors to school can give out respect tokens to children, and the children have really responded very readily to that. We recognise Anti-Bullying Week every year, which is a national initiative, but we call it Friendship Week to give it a more positive slant. Last year, we invited members of the community to come in with children and plant friendship trees. We've planted a friendship forest. Every child in school was involved in planting a tree. We brought local celebrities in, and we ran a cafe for 2 days for parents to come in as well, so we could talk to parents about perceptions around the issues of bullying. So I'd like to think that we're a very open and transparent school, and that children have very clear lines of communication if they ever feel uncomfortable in any way.
My name's Zoe Adams. I'm head teacher at Westwood Primary School here in Leeds. It's getting to the bottom of why the child feels they're being bullied and why the child who is doing the bullying is doing it. And it's very often not as simple as one person feeling that they're being stronger and nasty to another person. And it can often, it's so complex every time. It's understanding friendships, understanding relationships between children. It all comes down to relationships again, doesn't it? And the relationships teachers and staff have with the children, and the relationship children have with each other. If you get those right, then the school's just fantastic. And we do a lot of work directly on teaching in PSHC as well. So there's a lot of work going on to how friends should speak to each other, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, how you can show you care about somebody, how you can let them know if you're upset by what they've said. So it's implicit in a lot of our work, and it's also very explicitly taught as well. We have PSHCE taught weekly in very creative ways. So a lot of it through drama. We use drama a lot in PSHCE, and a lot of that's to teach friendships and relationships.
My name's Sarah Rutty, and I'm the head teacher at Bankside Primary School in Leeds. Bankside Primary School is a school that serves a community of nearly 700 children now, ranging from 3 to 11. It's a challenging school like Bankside to make sure that we have an ethos that feels like, just like, the very small little church primary school that my nephew goes to, where there are 64 pupils and everyone knows everybody and it feels like a family. That's much harder to establish here. So in order to pull that off, again, it's something we've got to be rigorous about. And I think to ensure that children have a sense of their duty of care to their peers, and children have a sense of their duty of care to every single child, most of whom they may not know, particularly the teachers and top juniors who don't get to know those children until they get to Year 6, we have to have consistent, rigorous principles. So here, our expectation is we expect the best for you and we expect the best from you, whether it's my deputy head teacher or the youngest child to arrive in nursery. And that's really enforced by 8 key principles, which are rules for life and not just for school, that are about owning your own behaviour, making problems smaller, not bigger. It's about choosing your words carefully. It's about listening, and it's about safe hands and feet. All those are key rules for any adult in any socially, emotionally mature society. And the children understand that because they're rehearsed over and over again. So how do we deal with bullying? Any school will have bullying. Quite often children don't realise that what they're doing is bullying. So the first thing is to ask the child what rule they've broken. When a child comes to me and says, "Miss Rutty, so-and-so's hurt me," it may be that the first child didn't really know that they were exhibiting what could be bullying behaviours. But when I go and ask the child what rule they've broken, and the answer is inevitably, in that situation, "I broke the rule, safe hands and feet," they begin to take ownership of understanding that something even unintentionally done has a consequence, not just because Miss Rutty comes along and asks about which rule they've broken, but because the other child has a feeling about that. And another key aspect of success, I think, in that in our school is that children, again, from the very earliest time, are given a language structure to express how they feel. It's called an I message. So our children are able to tell you how they feel, or indeed, more importantly, tell the perpetrator of the terrible thing how they feel. It would go like this. you've come to me and you said, I'm upset because Abdul's hurt me. We go and talk to Abdul. I ask Abdul what rule he's broken. Abdul understands now that there is a consequence to something that he's done. And then you would give Abdul and I a message. You'd say, I felt sad, upset, hurt when you hit me. I would like you to say sorry. And then the problem, as we say at Bankside, the problem is made completely small. And the other key rule about this is once a problem's been dealt with, it's put in the bin and it stays there. Because one of the greatest problems I've seen in other schools is that the problem's dealt with by nice Mrs. Tidy at lunchtime. And then what happens is little Ashley gets the problem effectively out of the metaphorical bin and drags it into year three history. And it starts all over again. So the children need to know that once it's dealt with, that's it. It's dealt with. It goes in a bin. And we don't get things out of the bin, do we?